I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There for you then.
Prolific rainfall totals
here for you now.
Thanks, guys.
It only takes one storm.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
There's more time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
It is a PGIF. Praise God. It's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. You know, a lot has gone on in the Southeast over the last few weeks. Helene, Milton, just... Man, I've got family in Asheville that finally, a lot of folks there, they finally got some running water. For folks on the Florida coast, obviously, it's been tough. Milton was one that, if you were in Alachua County, you did pretty well. I mentioned earlier this morning, didn't even have potted plants knocked over in our yard. A lot of parts of Marion County were not so fortunate. And so with us this morning, we have Lieutenant Paul Bloom from Marion County, PIO office there. And so, Paul, good to have you back in studio today.
Great. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you having us on here.
So I think when it comes to having to deal with storm damage and debris and insurance companies and FEMA, man, just the thought of it alone can be just totally overwhelming. I have some in-laws in Tampa, and I was thinking about folks who came up from down there and then were going home a couple of days later, not even knowing if their house or their neighborhood existed anymore. But even if you've had minor damage, there are steps that are important, things you need to do. And I thought, well, we really need to let folks know about that, because whether it's now in Marion County or if you're on the coast, or if it's Alachua County or Levy or Gilchrist in the next time that a hurricane runs through, there are some basics that I think, unless we've been through it, we just really don't know what to do. And so I'm like, who better than deals with that than somebody in your position? Step one, you've got damage to your property. What do you do if it's livable or if it's not? What do you do just to even start the process?
Well, I feel like a lot of people are just they're just like you said, they're overwhelmed. They're not sure what to do,
yeah,
or how where their damage rates in the whole scheme of things. And they mm-hmm. say, well, my house is still here. Should I report it? Should I like wait and let the people that have lost their entire house report first? No, just report that. We have ways to do that in our property appraiser there in Marion County, Jimmy Cowan's office. He tried to make that easy. He's got an app. You go on there and you can self-report.
Let me interrupt there because I hate to do that, because I think folks go, why am I reporting to the appraiser my damage? Why am I not just dealing with my insurance company or FEMA? Why is that first step important?
Well, we're all tied in together. So when our emergency management division is opened up, we have the property appraiser there. We have the hospitals, the schools.
Okay.
Everybody's in the same room. Mm-hmm. And we want to know. We've done assessments from what we could tell initially, about $1.3 million worth of damage in Marion County. But we want to know. We want to help. And we have FEMA. We have other agencies, state agencies that are there that can provide that assistance relatively quickly. Now, we're not dependent on the government. And that's a good thing not to be dependent on.
Right.
If we've learned anything in life. But But it is available to you, and FEMA is there, and we put some information out. I know that FEMA is the new F word, maybe in Western North Carolina, but it is available. And start the reporting process. If I ever thought my phone was busy, I'm glad it's not the phone of a insurance adjuster
I can only imagine.
They're busy, but they're there.
Yeah.
You're paying insurance.
Sure.
Let your insurance company know right away. And you can jump online, disasterassistance.gov. That's FEMA. And let them know. And then also our property appraiser here locally. Mm-hmm. And just get that process started. We have a lot of resources we can open up to these homeowners. You nailed it right on the head. Gainesville, Alachua County. And even parts of Marion County, we're really not affected like we thought we were going to be.
Very fortunate with Milton this
time. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The fact that it went pretty much, straight west, or east, excuse me, from the west coast, just meant that at least north we were okay. And for the first time in a while, Marion County, Alachua County weren't on that dirty side because it was moving laterally instead of up. It was more, for folks a little bit south and east of that. So step one, appraiser's office. Also within that next phone call, probably your insurance agent, or if you can get online, get online? And because, face it, for a lot of folks, communication was the first problem.
It's when communication goes out, we depend on it so much daily in our lives.
We're spoiled.
We are. And so when that goes out, and as we saw a lot of folks, the day after the storm came through, I-75 was almost a standstill because people are headed back south.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they have no idea what they're going back to, and just nervous and a lot of anxiety there, I'm sure, with those poor folks. But communication is out. So if you do have communication and you're not stranded on top of a mountain in North Carolina and you're being asked to go online. But if you get communication, and let us know. Get on disasterassistance.gov, let FEMA know, and that process can get moving sooner than later. And your insurance company, like I said, you've been paying money all your life into your insurance company. It's time for them to work and put them to work. In Marion County, we've kind of set up where we want to be more independent and not just depending on FEMA alone or state alone.
Right.
And so we do have a good partnership with our county commission. And so we're talking things like just the simple things, garbage pickup and debris pickup, and opening the landfill as much as they can during a storm. They had the landfill open right up to the storm coming.
Wow.
Just so we could clear that out and try to make things better. We coordinate with our school board for transportation. We have folks we know that are on medical equipment, and their power may go out. So we arrange to bring those folks into a shelter using school buses, and then we go back out, check their homes ourselves, make sure they have electricity. We can safely bring them back home. So there's a lot of processes happening to make us self-sufficient there in Marion County, and just provide the best service for our folks.
No, I have to say that we give a lot of props to the governor, because and even Rick Scott when he was governor. A great job of having things staged, ready to go, knowing when something's happening. I got to give kudos to Marion County. Just the things that you are describing, the way that the multi-agencies work together, the school system, the appraiser's office, law enforcement with Billy Woods. I mean, the fact that you've got all those things in place and you're all on the same page really makes a difference in how the public feels about their local government.
That's right. It's always been a government of the people that gets forgotten. But you got to, if you're any kind of a government leader, you have to ask yourself, well, what do the people want? Because that's who you represent. And so for us, we knew folks were going to be leaving their homes, even in Marion County, and maybe evacuating north. And so the sheriff brought out twice the deputies. So no deputies had a day off. They all came in on the days off. And we had twice as many deputies because we knew folks would be away from their valuables, their home.
And that's scary.
And it is. It's a point of anxiety. So we wanted to make sure that we've made a point to put that information out that, hey, we're out here in full force. Mm-hmm. And in the state of Florida, again, great governor, great representatives here in our state legislature. The laws increase the penalties for these criminals that are going to commit crimes during a state of emergency. And I promise you, if you're a criminal that did that and you got to stand in front of a jury and a judge who may have lost power themselves and try to explain why you did this, I don't want to be in your shoes.
No. One thing that I know is our time's kind of flying by, but debris, that's a problem. We had Carl Zalikin yesterday, and he talked about there are places, but everything doesn't go in the same stack. You've got your vegetative stuff, trees, brush. I mentioned this morning, you don't want your next door neighbor's awning that's in your yard. You don't get to put that with the trees. So what can people do if they're still dealing with debris issues?
That's right. Just jump on Marion County FL, Marion County, Florida's website, and they can answer some questions specifically about the debris. But yes, they are. They're trying to do this. It's a big job. A lot of limbs down, a lot of debris. And like you said, it's a piece of awning, aluminum. There's a way that they're going to dispose of that and recycle these things, but help them out. And so this will go quicker for everybody. So separate that stuff out. And if you have metal, I don't know, an old wooden shed that just got tore up, set that by itself. Obviously, the limbs and leaves can go together and make it easier on our guys and gals out there picking that stuff up, because they are doing a great job. And I've been driving around Marion County, and we're 1,600 square miles, so it's large. Yeah. And those in the south end took more of a beating than those that live in the north end. But overall, they've done a fantastic job of getting it cleaned up.
That's awesome.
I know, just from what I've been able to see driving around.
Lieutenant Paul Bloom, Marion County Sheriff's Office. Again, thanks a lot.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.